The world is a pretty messed up place. It's actually a disaster. And who's responsible for this mess? Well, that depends on whom you ask, because the Chinese say that it's the fault of the Americans, and the Americans say that it's the Chinese who are at fault. The Middle East says it's the Western world's fault, and obviously the West says it's the Middle East's fault. South America blames North America, and North America blames South America. Domestically, the left blames the right blames the left, and the independents blame everybody. So, who's responsible for the mess? Well, like me, you probably look at the complexity of the problem and say, I'm not sure who's responsible for this mess, but there's one thing I'm sure of, it's not me. Now, in the beginning, the world was a perfect place. There was neither death nor pain. Then God created Adam and Eve, and the first thing God did was to bless them and assign them the responsibility of taking care of all of creation. And after making them responsible, he gave them only one rule, only one law to obey. God told them, you can eat of all the trees of the garden, except for the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, because the day you eat of it, that will enter into the world and there will be a great big mess. Now, one day Eve was talking to the serpent, and the serpent deceived her, and she ate from the tree that she was not supposed to eat from. Then she gave Adam the fruit so that he can taste it, and Adam ate too. And suddenly, sin and death entered God's perfect creation, and there was a great big mess, actually a disaster. So, God called Adam and asked him, who's responsible for this mess? Adam said, Eve, she made me eat. Then God asked Eve, are you the responsible one for this mess? To which Eve answered, not me, it's the serpent's fault, because the serpent deceived me. So now, there's a great big mess, actually a disaster in God's perfect creation, but no one is responsible. Paul wrote to the Galatians, each one should test their own actions. Then they can take pride in themselves alone, without comparing themselves to someone else. For each one should carry their own load, or for each one should carry their own responsibility.